When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Panty Pods.
Aka two mics. We're just trying to get it right.
Aka two dudes, no bad attitudes. Aka two Jews, no Rod Carews.
There you go, we're here.
He would have been the third Jew. But that's it.
He's not here. So let's just jump into this, and we're going to give you a warning in this episode. Beware of relationships that start at destination weddings.
Yeah.
You're in an altered state, right?
The conditions are ripe for love.
It's it's an overhyped, over-romanticized affair.
Everyone's dressed up. You can't see the other person's clothes.
You're on vacation. Vacation you. Your flaws
are hidden. Vacation you hides all the sort of flaws.
And think about a wedding. People are like longing for connection. You're willing to overlook some of the things you wouldn't maybe overlook
because of your desire to connect.
Like your desire really is greater than your desire to be reasonable.
That's right.
That's what happens.
Because when you're on vacation, you put reasonability aside.
Right. So in a way, the pandemic is kind of like a long destination wedding.
It is. We are stuck here in this spot.
It's a destination wedding that no one wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm. It's really expensive.
It's been here for way too long. It's caused a lot of people to lose their jobs and some people to lose their lives. It's a bad destination wedding.
People are making bad decisions during this time.
But in some ways, it's like a destination wedding in that we're all social creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And having had that social element of our lives,
it is so hard for us, man. I miss it so much.
Right? And I can't even imagine being single in this time.
You're just craving connection. That's what I would assume it would be.
So you'll latch onto anything, a look, a gesture, and just decide, that's it.
That's
my person. That's the reason why I am out in this world looking for someone. They know that thing. And look.
Until
some sobering light can be shined on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I say leave it to the Scottish, to hit us with a story that I think could even actually appear in a sequel to Love Actually.
I would call it Actually Love.
Until it unravels. Let's get into it. Dale McLaughlin.
Oh, Dale McLaughlin.
28, was jailed for breaking COVID rules on the Isle of Man.
When he spent
nearly 5 hours crossing the choppy waters from North
Ayrshire
in Scotland to spend time with Jessica Radcliffe, 30.
He went to jail for you, girl.
He crossed choppy waters for you, girl.
He broke COVID rules for you, girl.
You gotta hold on to that man, girl, said her best friend, who's never been in a long relationship with anyone before.
That's right. She's right,
said her friend, who was in a loveless marriage. I mean, that's who's encouraging you, right?
These are the people who are the loudest voices, hold on to that man.
You got to grab him. All the people who aren't having those things in their lives, they're like, you need it. He had never driven a jet ski before.
Well, that's a great plan.
And can't swim.
What?
But still carried out the trip, desperate to see his lady.
Stop. Okay.
Now, wait. Before we make a huge deal out of not driving a jet ski before, it might be the easiest thing ever to operate.
It's like a moped that you don't really have to balance.
Right? Our kids could learn how to do it in like 5 seconds. Am I right?
Let's take that out of it, okay?
The fact that he doesn't know how to swim. That's problematic.
Yeah, that actually should be a red flag when thinking about this guy as a mate.
Everyone needs to know how to swim. I believe that. Everyone can do it. It's essential. It's weird that he can't do it.
If you don't know what it's like to be an adult and not swim, our mom can't swim.
And she's terrified of the water.
She's terrified.
That's a huge, that puts an imposition and it blocks a lot of activities.
We went
on
a tubing trip with mom down the Merrimack
River. She must have been terrified.
Terrified the entire time.
Also, it's kind of irresponsible that he's taken this cross-water trip and he can't swim.
That's right.
But his friends have told the Mirror that the couple have split up more than 3 months after Dale made the perilous 27-mile jet ski trip. Okay, that's a long time to be on a jet ski.
It is. You knew. I bet the jet ski ride probably felt longer than the relationship.
Well, I knew it couldn't last.
Right.
I want to do, and I'm serious about this, I want to do like a Noah Baumbach style movie that takes place 3 months after a romantic comedy.
Just weird fights.
Everything that made sense before in the moment suddenly coming to light, not making sense.
An awkward and difficult breakup.
Come on.
That'd be amazing.
Make that movie?
Yes. It's like the anti-romantic comedy. Right.
100%.
Romantic comedy.
Which I know they might say the breakup was that, and maybe I hadn't seen it, so maybe that's what it is. Okay. The dad of two, who works as a roofer, failed in his bid to get residency status on the island and was sent packing back to his hometown of Irvine. Well, now that we know he's a dad of two, that makes his decision to try to jet ski across 27 miles of water
when
you can't swim. That makes that seem even more irresponsible, doesn't
it? That's right.
Meanwhile, the mom of two, Jessica, has reportedly deleted photos of the lovesick adventurer.
They called him
the jet ski Romeo in England.
That's got to feel good for him. This, to me, is like a combination of both Gilligan's Island and the Brady Bunch.
Right?
Right?
Before social media, though, people just, you just threw away pictures of people.
Yeah, throw stuff away.
Yeah, just put it in a drawer.
In the trash.
But on social media, everyone is now super aware that this person who used to be in all your photos is now no longer in any of your photos.
Including the guy who jet skied across the water for your ass.
A frozen lake for you, basically. Their reported breakup, like now they have a reported breakup.
No one should be reporting on this.
Comes after Jessica was charged with an attack on another woman on the island.
So she was worth jet skiing across.
She's a quality person.
She was worth risking your life and leaving your children orphans.
So I went down the rabbit hole of this story, and it's more of a rat hole than a rabbit hole.
It's a rat hole.
She apparently had beef with this woman, and she and a friend drove over to this other woman's house to kick her ass
and break her cell phone.
And this is the lady you're jet skiing across, like almost a frozen lake to be with.
And you can't swim.
She's drowning in her own bad decisions and you're risking your own drowning.
That's right.
The pair have reportedly changed their tune from December when they appear to be head over heels in love. Yeah, because they're learning exactly who the other person is at this point. It's not just a concept.
Yeah.
They're an actual person.
It's an actual person who made bad decisions.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back on the other side of this break,
we'll talk more about Dale's journey. His real journey. His journey across the lake and his journey in life. Oh, Dale.
Oh, Dale.
Oh, Dale. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. I want to talk to you about a great sponsor for our podcast. I'm talking about Lucy Nicotine. It is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. That's very important. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. I have a friend who helped basically transition from not smoking again by using this type of a thing. And Lucy is so great. And I know that he is so happy that he used the gum to get off of smoking. And he wasn't smoking around his family. He wasn't doing it at work. And it just made him so much happier. It's 2021, guys. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug the vape. Throw out your dip. And get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. We cannot endorse this enough. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So it's simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Sklarbro to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.CO. Use the promo code Sklarbro, SKLARBRO, at checkout. Disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.CO, and be sure to use that promo code Sklarbro. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. May 22nd, Saturday night, live Dumb People Town. Go to nowherecomedyclub.com, get your tickets, or danavankirk.com, get your tickets. We got the Doughboys, one of the best podcasts out there. We did it. These guys, Nick and Mitch, are so fun. Great writers, great performers. Just, they come out of the UCB world. They're amazing. And then we've got Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek. Are you kidding me?
Unreal.
Going to play some mandolin. He's so good. He's really funny as well. So he's going to be great and a great part of it. Again, it's at Nowhere Comedy Club, 6:30 p.m. Saturday night, May 22nd. Can't wait to see you guys there. Get your tickets now before it sells out. All right.
All right. We left our story. We had a jet ski Romeo,
mm-hmm.
guy who drove 27 miles across choppy water, didn't know how to swim.
And didn't know how to operate a
and
jet
was
ski.
A dad of two. So he's a responsible
doing,
guy.
What are you doing, bro?
For a girl. All right. He did all that for a woman.
For a lady.
And now they're not even in love anymore. Okay.
Nope.
After Dale's daring journey across the bitterly cold Irish Sea,
mm-hmm.
Jessica said, I love Dale. How could I not after what he did?
Easily.
Yeah. Bad people can still jet ski across a frozen sea and just to get laid.
Like, yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Risking his life and the life of the father of his kids.
Yeah, possibly leaving his kids without a dad.
Just so he could get laid.
Right?
Let's spell it out for what it is.
She added, people from Ireland have said what he did was heroic. You should marry that man.
Well, Sarah Dunn, please, out there, tell
people
us.
People from Ireland are generally drunk.
Yep.
Okay?
If it was Sarah Dunn telling you to do it, it's fine.
But normally, these are people at a pub who are probably like, yeah, you should marry that
guy. Marry that guy.
Never take relationship advice from people who have zero investment in your relationship.
They don't care. They'll tell you anything.
Like drunk strangers from Ireland don't care how this works out for you.
If he asks me, I'll say yes. It's definitely a story to tell our grandkids. No.
Is it a story to tell? Is it like the story of you driving over to someone's house to kick their ass and smash their cell phone? Is that the kind of story you're
great
also going to tell your grandkids?
Great stories for future generations.
After he was released following a 3-day stint in jail, Dale said, I would do it all over again.
Don't. Why?
So he had to go to jail because he violated COVID rules and came to the Isle of Man and didn't quarantine.
Thanks a lot, dummy.
You got to follow COVID protocols. I don't care. I know that might kill the moment. I know,
but we don't want you to kill other people,
right? Last week, Jessica appeared via video link in court in her hometown of Douglas, charged with actual bodily harm, 2 counts of causing criminal damage.
She's a mom too.
Yeah.
She's got a count for each kid.
She's got, it's a lot to be proud of. Her kids got to be proud too. She is also accused of breaking COVID lockdown rules. I think you do break rules when you go to someone's house to kick their
ass.
Well,
the couple that breaks COVID lockdown rules together.
Sometimes the rules of love are more important than the rules of COVID.
They end up breaking up after 3 months.
Oh, wait. No, they're not. Sometimes the rules of love are more important than the rules of COVID is the tagline for her lifetime made for TV movie.
That's right. That's right.
The pair first met in September last year when Dale worked on the Isle of Man. What does this say about this woman that she can't find a man on the Isle of Man?
It's the Isle of Man. There are tons of men there.
And I will admit that I thought the Isle of Man was Fire Island.
Yeah, it was like Scottish Fire Island, but it's not.
After returning to Scotland, he said he was determined to see Jessica again despite coronavirus restrictions and launched his jet ski from the Isle of Whithorn in Dumfrieshire.
Well, Dumfrieshire really says it all, right? This guy is a Dumfrieshire.
In Scotland, this is romantic. In America, this is redneck Florida. Get on that jet ski and take it all the way up to Jacksonville.
Get from the panhandle down out there.
Avoid those gators, though. But despite battling high waves and losing his GPS.
Waves. Dude, you're going up high waves on a jet
ski. And he lost his GPS.
Oh, my God.
Dale finally found the island and then walked 15 miles to Jessica's home.
That's
how much he wanted to get laid. He lost his GPS, but his groin then became his GPS. That was his tracking thing.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, he said, I thought I was lost at sea, but the thought of Jessica kept driving me on. What did I say?
Let his groin do the walking.
That's a guy who wants to get laid.
Let your penis do the walking.
Lost at sea is exactly what this guy was if he thought he had found his true love like this. Yeah. I'm telling you like that. Dale was slapped with a no-entry certificate that bars him from entering the Isle of Man again.
Okay, that's not the only thing he's barred from entering ever again.
Help! His kids, I think his kids and her kids should become friends because
they should definitely become like social media buddies.
Well, I think they can both bond over the fact that their mom and dad are just dummies.
And I'm going to say this, the stupidity of their mom and dad
should bring them back together again.
Either should bring them back together again or that stupidity will be great stories for their kids to tell their grandchildren.
Right. They can tell their grandkids
about the stupidity of their parents. And that's a great story to tell future generations as a cautionary tale. And that is a show, guys.
There you go.
Stay connected, stay protected, don't get infected. This is not a hoax,
but we got the jokes.
Wear a mask, get vaccinated, and we'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da.
In my car. Star Burns Avenue, a podcast network.